I received the following question from someone who was staying at a hotel over winter vacation. The person wanted to know whether they can kosher the hotel microwave that was in their room right away, or whether they have to wait 24 hours before koshering the microwave. Now, the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Hamun Beis, tells us that the way you kosher something is based on the way it was originally absorbed, the taste was originally absorbed. If it was absorbed through direct fire, through libun, it must be kosher directly through direct fire. If it was absorbed taste through a liquid medium, let's say a cooked non-kosher food, so then it could be kosher through a liquid medium. And this is based on the principle of kibolo kach polto. The way that it absorbs the taste, that's the way that it expunges the taste. So you can the way you kosher a microwave, how did the microwave, let's say it had non-kosher food in the microwave, so assuming you clean the microwave, there is still taste on the walls of the microwave that was absorbed through steam, through zeya. So the way that you kosher a microwave is through zeya, is through cleaning the microwave and then placing a small cup of water in the put a cup of boiling hot water in the microwave and turn on the microwave until the water begins to evaporate. So the way that the walls absorb the taste, the non-kosher taste, would have been through zeya, through steam, and the way it becomes kosher is also through steam. Now, you have to wait 24 hours. So normally speaking, you would, let's say you have you have a pot that absorbed non-kosher taste, and now you want to kosher it. So the halacha is that you have to wait 24 hours. Why? Because the liquid, let's say you have a pot that absorbed, not that you use the pot with treif meat, and use it an hour ago. Now you want to kosher it by putting it in boiling hot water. So the problem of koshering right away before 24 hours have elapsed is that, let's say you kosher it, try to kosher it in hot water, so the liquid will mix with the non-kosher taste, and the non-kosher taste will return back to the pot. So only after 24 hours, any non-kosher taste is considered pagum, it's stale, and therefore it's not potent anymore. And therefore, any taste that might be reabsorbed back into the pot when you kosher it with boiling hot water is insignificant. But before 24 hours, it is significant. Therefore, when it comes to koshering a pot of hot water, a pot that cooked non-kosher meat, so then you would have to wait 24 hours. However, an oven, if you want to kosher an oven, since you kosher an oven by libun, by turning it on to the highest temperature, so there's no concern of liquid mixing non-kosher taste back into the walls of the oven. The way you kosher an oven is through libun. You're boiling, you're heating up the walls so that the forbidden taste is burnt off, as it were. So that you would not have to wait 24 hours. The halakha of the 24 hours only applies to liquid. So the question is, what about microwave? Steam, would you need to kosher? Do you need to wait 24 hours with steam? Presumably, the steam would probably be the same rule, would probably have the same rule as the liquid. Not 100% clear, but probably it would have the same rule as the liquid. And if that's the case, then it would seem you would have to wait 24 hours. The only reason that perhaps we could be lenient when it comes to a microwave is that there's a principle called Stam Kelim Einam Bnei Yomam, that when you go into a new hotel room, you don't know if that microwave was used in the past 24 hours to heat up some non-kosher food. Maybe it wasn't. So you don't know, and the presumption of Stam Kelim Einam Bnei Yomam means that there's a presumption that if you don't know one way or the other, that a kli was probably not used in the past 24 hours, unless you know to the contrary. So maybe we can say that based on this fact, that we don't know for sure that the microwave was used in the past 24 hours. Stam kilim einam b'nei yomam. So we can assume that it hasn't been used in 24 hours, and you don't have to wait 24 hours once you get to the hotel room. The truth is that most kosher organizations they'll tell you, and most Rabbani will tell you, and I think this is the common custom, is that we would wait the 24 hours before koshering a microwave if we go into a hotel room. The reason is because it's very easy to heat up food in a microwave even without waiting 24 hours. You can double wrap the food. You can double wrap the food item, make sure there are two layers on the bottom, at least one on top. You're allowed to poke a small hole in the cover so the steam can escape. So it's a very easy fix for you to use the microwave even if it's not kosher, because you can use a non-kosher microwave while double wrapping the food. So under pressing circumstances, some poskim will say that you can be lenient based on the presumption that the microwave is not b'nei yomam, that you can presume it hasn't been used in the past 24 hours. There's also a question in general about microwaves. Do they transfer taste? And maybe the question is zeya? Do you have to wait 24 hours for zeya? That's also a question. Lechatchila, we should be machmir, and we should wait 24 hours before koshering a microwave at a hotel, because you can easily heat up food through double wrapping it. But bishas adchak, if some reason you can't find the double wrapping, then there is room to be lenient to kosher it before the 24 hours have elapsed.